Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, brought to you by our friends at Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, doing great, Bill. Yourself?
I am doing extremely well. I'm going to be out in Arizona this coming weekend. I fly out late tomorrow, early Saturday, so I can't wait to get out there to the crappy weather that they've been having, for lack of a better term. So I guess the biggest question we have here is, do the Brewers, at least starting pitching-wise, have enough? Do you look at their rotation and think that they've got a true ace, or do they got a bunch of twos and threes or threes and fours, and that may be enough to get you by if you got a good pen?
Yeah, I think like last year, you know, a lot of twos and threes, and yeah, like you said, fours and fives in there. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the pen was very good. I mean, you know, rely so much on Josh Hader, he's going to have to do that again. You know, the good news for the Brewers is, you know, except the Cincinnati Reds, nobody really stepped up. There's, you know, there wasn't one team outside the Reds that improved themselves in the NL Central.
Which, how good do you think the Reds are, I guess, is my question for you.
Well, I think they'll be competitive. You know, I think maybe, you know, by the end of the season, you might have, you know, four of the five teams, you know, outside the Pirates, you know, finish within five, six games of one another. You know, probably the Cardinals, maybe a slight team to beat. But, yeah, it's wide open. I think for the Reds, you know, they'd have to just pitch lights out, which they're capable of. But that's a dramatic improvement to go from where they were, you know, where they went 71, 72 games, mm-hmm. you know, to suddenly win a high 80s or 90. I'm not sure, you know, they can make that big a step.
So when you look at the rest of the National League Central, what I mean, the Cubs, we all know they have talent on paper, and this has been a team for the core group anyway that's been together since the World Series. But do you just get that big of a bump because you change managers?
No, not at all. You know, they're still talking about trading Chris Bryant. You know, that could happen. Yeah, you wonder. It's a thin team. They need to stay healthy. But it's still good. I think it's a silly for people to completely discount them, because I think they'll be very competitive. But, you know, there's not that big fear factor that there used to be with that club.
I was going to ask you about St. Louis, because St. Louis, they've got a lot of aging vets. They're banking on a lot of these guys and their experience to give them one more, maybe two more years. I mean, Wainwright's the old guy of the bunch on the back end of that rotation. Where are the Cardinals sitting on all of this?
You know, they still have young talent. You know, they still have, you know, guys like Jack Flaherty, who's a true ace, you know, maybe even be a favorite to win the Cy Young. But yeah, just a lot of guys. We'll see about Miles Mikolas. You know, now they got Martinez in rotation. So, you know, the thing about the Cardinals, they didn't burn anybody else. So I guarantee you by the end of the year, there's going to be one or two starters that come up that nobody ever talked about, you know, that are mainstays, you know, for that team.
We heard the owner of the Brewers say last year they operated in the red, and it raised a lot of eyebrows because you put $3 million through the turnstiles here in Milwaukee, and people are saying, well, what are you talking about? You know, do we then, I mean, is there a broader brush that we paint Major League Baseball with and say, if you're going to have a team that is successful, that is bringing people to the ballpark, and yet you still cannot make ends meet, and you got to cut payroll by $30 million, how big of a problem does Major League Baseball then have on its hands?
Well, the thing is, they're still making a killing, you know, when they sell the franchise. It's like, okay, maybe operating loss. You know, you heard at the GM meetings that they're going to cut payroll. You know, you can write anything on paper. And, yeah, I mean, they draw so well for their market size. It's unbelievable. You know, the big thing is the TV. The TV, you know, money isn't great for them. It is nationally, obviously, but not the local TV. So, you know, if they are losing money, I think it would just be slight. But the bottom line is, you know, every guy that buys a team, you know, you make it to you're going to make the killing once you sell that franchise. I forget what Mark Antanasio sold, you know, bought the team for, but I guarantee it's probably gone up 10 times in value.
$222 million, and if depending on which, you know, number you look at, we'll just say, you know, close to $1 billion, $900 million even. He's made $700 million. So yeah, I understand that he is going to make a lot of money when he sells it. I guess operating year to year may become a little bit difficult, but do you think ever that the Players Association will say, okay, for the good of the game and the competitive balance of the game, that we have to go to a salary cap and a salary floor?
I don't think so. And you know, that franchise probably, you know, on top of the Brewers, probably worth at least $1.5 billion, considering the Marlins went for 1-2. But the only reason I say that is because the luxury tax is working right now for the owners, you know, to a degree where it's, you know, really irritating the Players Association, because a lot of teams are using it as a hard cap. You know, look at the Boston Red Sox shed payroll, that sort of thing. You know, the Dodgers haven't been over the luxury tax in years. So, you know, so I don't think they need a, you know, the union would love to see a salary floor, but, you know, if they do that, then there's going to be a hard cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you need to have one, just because there's been such a great diversity of champions and everything else. I mean, when you have a team like the Brewers and the Rays and the Oakland A's, you know, in the playoffs so often, it's hard to argue it's not working.
So I want to get back to, you know, kind of the on-the-field stuff. We've got right here in our own backyard in Christian Yelich. Obviously, he's going to have a bunch of money coming his way. I mean, if he has another season like he's had the last two, he would then, in my guesstimation and looking statistically, he would have a better season back-to-back-to-back than what Bryce Harper has had and what Mike Trout has had. That does he then vault himself as the best player in baseball, Bob?
You know, I think no matter what he does and no matter what Trout does, I think it still be Trout. You still got Mookie Betts. Yeah, he's had a couple, you know, some fabulous years. You know, and the big thing is you know, just do it consistently. But certainly if he has another monster year, he definitely establishes himself as one of the top three or four players in baseball for sure.
Then when he becomes, because we're looking at 2022 going, okay, this guy possibly at that point in time, the Brewers may have to deal him away to get something. Are we looking at maybe your first $500 million man in baseball?
You know, I don't think so, just because the age will creep up onto him. So I don't see it. I think Mookie Betts has got a chance to be the first $400 million guy. You know, what he's done in the postseason, the MVP and everything else. You know, Trout got $360 million extension. He'll get over that. So I can't see Yelich getting 500. I think we'll take somebody else, you know, down the road. But yeah, just because of his age, you know, he's not a 22-year-old kid or a 24-year-old kid.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, our radio.com sports Major League Baseball insider, brought to you by friends at Indeed.com. So give me somebody that may sneak up on us this year, somebody that made enough moves in the offseason. We mentioned Cincinnati in the Central. Is there another team, say, out west that could come and catch what the Dodgers did last year after they have had a 106-win season? Or is there somebody else that's in the National League that we think we got to really pay attention to?
You know, not really. I mean, the Diamondbacks did improve themselves, but, you know, you're not going to beat out the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers have a chance to win, you know, 115 games. I think they're that good. Diamondbacks will be, you know, a serious contender for a wild card spot. The National League East kind of reminds you of the National League Central. So for the Marlins, all those teams will be, you know, bunched together. You know, the Mets certainly have the pitching. The Mets could get on a run like the Nationals. You know, everybody knew if the Nationals made the playoffs, they got a chance to get to the World Series and win it because of that pitching. And I think the Mets have got a chance to be that. You know, in the American League, I like the A's. I'm going to pick the Oakland A's to win the pennant. You know, they've been knocking around Houston pretty good the last couple of years, and I think Houston will be – I think it's going to be such a mess for them on the road. I think Oakland and Tampa as well have, you know, very good chances to get to the World Series.
I wanted to ask you about Oakland, because Oakland, the first team in Major League Baseball not to have a terrestrial over-the-air broadcast of their radio rights, they took it to the internet, so to speak. Is this, do you think, going to be a trend, or do you think this goes in the opposite direction and come next year they have to then figure something out? Because it just seems to be, anything in Oakland right now just seems to be somewhat of a sinkhole, and they got a pretty good team.
Yeah, very good team, exciting team, good guys. No, I mean, I think it's a joke that they're not on on radio. You know, people want to listen to radio in the car, or, you know, garage working or what have you. So, no, I think if there's somebody else out there, you know, maybe if they get off to a good start, somebody will step forward and say, you know what, we got to get these guys. I mean, the radio rights aren't nearly like it was back in the day. You know, it's all TV. But still, it's embarrassing for baseball, not for the A's to be on radio.
Yeah, and then before I let you go, coming back full circle to the Milwaukee Brewers. So this team has used, you know, the openers and the out-getters, if you will, that terminology. Has the new rule, do you think the new rule, where you have to face a minimum of three batters, how much do you think that affects a guy like Craig Counsell and the way he manages the game?
I don't think it should be too much. I mean, you got to, you know when to use the lefties in that situation. And I think there'll be a couple of embarrassing moments for baseball. You know, when you bring in the guy, bases loaded, you know, say two outs, and he walks the first guy in four pitches, you know, walks the next guy in four pitches. You know, it's almost like you're waving the white flag, you know, having to leave him out there. So I think there'll be a few cases like that. But I think I don't think it'll be a big effect. And, you know, I don't think it's going to save much time off games either. So, you know, as a lot of managers say, you know, you want two lefties in the bullpen or no lefty. If you only have one, you spend the whole game worrying about it, so you kind of drive yourself crazy.
Talking with Bob Nightingale from Radio.com, one more thing. You mentioned Chris Bryant. What about Arenado out in Colorado in that situation? Do you see him going anywhere?
Well, I do. He's unhappy, and if they get off to a bad start, you know, they might as well unload him. It doesn't make sense to have a guy making $35 million, you know, on a team going nowhere. So I would think St. Louis would be a front runner there, maybe the Dodgers as well. You know, if he had just waited for free agency, he'd probably be a Dodger today. And, you know, he says he can't help himself but second-guess signing. But I would think if they're out of the race, you're going to see him moved.
Bob, great to talk to you. We'll chat again down the road, but thanks for joining us for a couple minutes. Okay, pal?
All right. Look forward to it.
Thanks buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes. He is brought to you by Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Post it today at Indeed.com/hire. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.